CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Police have been called to the homes of elected officials by criminals looking to harass. The story from CBS's Natalie Brand.
Several Democratic members of Congress from Connecticut reported receiving bomb threats this Thanksgiving. That includes Senator Chris Murphy, whose office says his home in Hartford was targeted. Local and U.S. Capitol Police quickly responded and determined there was no real threat. Senator Murphy's office says it appears the threat was part of a coordinated effort involving multiple members of Congress and public figures.
Some of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks and senior appointees have also been targeted. The Department of Homeland Security warns the trend often occurs in clusters and wastes police and first responder resources and can lead to dangerous altercations. Swatting can lead to felony charges and can be punishable by years behind bars if convicted. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York gets all the attention, but did you know the Thanksgiving Day Parade in Philadelphia is the nation's oldest?
The weather's a little crummy, but we're here to cheer on the kids.
More from CBS News Philadelphia reporter Vic Ragopathy.
The 105th edition of Philly's Thanksgiving Day Parade was cold and wet, but that didn't stop Ryan Mulhern from enjoying the show with his dad.
We persevered through. We brought umbrellas, our rain jackets, chairs, and we came up here and watched the parade.
Diane Rossi of Downingtown came to the parade for the first time ever to watch her daughter on a float. But the persistent rain had her looking forward to getting inside for some other Thanksgiving traditions.
We're going to go see family and then celebrate and have dinner.
A former British soldier known for a risky yet creative prison break has been convicted of spying.
A British court has found 23-year-old Daniel Khalif guilty of spying for Iran after giving the country classified information. The former soldier testified he'd been in touch with people in the Iranian government, but he says it was part of his plan to become a double agent for Britain, one he developed by watching the TV show Homeland. Khalif gained attention when he escaped from prison by strapping himself to the bottom of a delivery truck. He was caught days later. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
A stowaway somehow made it onto a Delta Airlines flight Tuesday from New York City to Paris without a boarding pass. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says there's a lot of head-scratching going on.
The flight was going to Paris. It wasn't until the plane was nearing Paris when it was discovered that this woman had allegedly stowed away. Police were called. Paris law enforcement took her into custody. Now Delta, the TSA, and law enforcement are investigating how this played out, what was missed in order to allow her to get through security and get on that airplane.
Stock markets were closed today. They'll be open tomorrow till 1 p.m. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get four lines for $25 a line, plus four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys.
You know, y'all could take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get 4 iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus 4 lines for $25.
Now drop that, Jake.
With 24 monthly bill credits for eligible trade-ins and 4 new lines without autopay, well qualified customers plus taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credit stop and balance on required finance agreements due. $829.99 credits end. Pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence available now.
Thanksgiving ushers in not just the holiday season, but the charitable giving season. But before you open your heart and your wallet, some advice from CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
If you are going to itemize, make sure that you keep good records of any donations to charities. Whether or not Uncle Sam rewards you for your giving, there are a few best practices to keep in mind. As a rule, do not donate over the phone or give anyone your credit card or other personal information until you confirm it's legit. You can go to the IRS tax-exempt organization search tool to verify an organization.
Two of London's most famous markets, one of them selling fish, the other meat, will close in the coming years, bringing an end to traditions stretching back to medieval times. The fish market and the meat market have existed in some shape or form in the British capital since the 11th century. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Cloudy with a few flurries and spotty snow showers. Only trace amounts are expected to stick, and winds begin to whip tonight, bringing a blustery but sunny Friday, with high temperatures only reaching the low 20s. Plus, wind chills on top of that will be feeling more like the single digits. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Happy Thanksgiving. I just got this report in. Looks like our own Don Rosen is recovering from Thanksgiving dinner. He's in the men's room with pliers trying to get his pants to zip up.
Picks a tune out, and he blows it on the hum. Down on the corner, Radio Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, sometimes there's just not enough time to listen to a full-length countdown of Timeless Hits. So, listen Saturday mornings as Rick Johnson presents the weekend's Capsule Countdown. It's a fast-paced minute that counts down a year, a theme, or a topic with a capsule of great Timeless Hits. Listen Saturday mornings at 8:30 and again at 9:30 on WRJN.
You walked into the park. Like you were walking onto a yacht. Your hat strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf, it was apricot. You had one eye in the mirror as you watched yourself gavotte. And all the girls dreamed that they'd be your partner. They'd be your partner. So
Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, and Green Bay Packer football, WRJN. That's right, it's Thanksgiving Day, and we've got Green Bay Packer football coming up within the hour.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yep, the Miami Dolphins are in town. It's a night game at Lambeau, but the pregame coming up at about 5 p.m. Kickoff just after 7. Wayne Larrivee and Larry McCarron have the action. The Packers are brought to you locally by The Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. By Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. By Corner House on the Lake, where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or to buy gift cards. And by Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. Green Bay Packer football all season long on WRJN.
Chain, chain, chain.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Well, happy Thanksgiving, Teddy.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
My elder child is out in San Francisco, so I don't get to see him on Thanksgiving, but I thought it'd be nice to at least get to chat with you a little bit. How you doing?
I am doing pretty good. It is, I'm sure, slightly warmer here than it is for you out there.
Probably. You've always said that in San Francisco, it's pretty much 65 degrees every day of the year.
More or less.
Yeah. I wanted to talk to you on Thanksgiving because, as you know, the big meal is turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes and gravy and that sort of thing. But you having grown up in our house, there are certain leftovers that we always have every year after Thanksgiving. And I'm wondering if you have a favorite.
Oh, well, I always loved the open face sandwiches,
the hot browns.
Yeah. The leftover turkey on bread, a little bit of bacon over it, some cheese melted on top of that.
A white sauce.
White sauce. Yep.
Do you remember the story behind the hot brown? Where's the hot brown from?
I don't know as if I even know the story.
Okay. So your brother actually went with us when we were in Louisville, Kentucky. We went to the Brown Hotel, and the hot brown is a creation of the Brown Hotel. This is, you know, last century, early last century sometime.
They wanted snacks for their guests and their staff and everything. And they had this leftover turkey and everything, and they created the hot brown. It's an open face sandwich with a sauce. And as you said, some bacon. Now they put like tomatoes, they do it a little bit differently than what we do. But it's an open face turkey sandwich and they still serve it today at the Brown Hotel. It's the Hot Brown.
Wow. I got to travel to Louisville now.
Yeah. When you were in high school, your choir took trips to various places, and mm-hmm. we chaperoned at least a couple of them with you. But your brother, when he was going through the same program, one of the places we visited was Louisville, Kentucky. And we made sure to stop at the Brown Hotel, and we had the executive chef come out and explain the whole history behind the Hot Brown for us. It was fun.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
All right, well, we'll email you a Hot Brown sandwich for leftovers for Thanksgiving. There's my elder child, Teddy. Happy Thanksgiving, Teddy. Love you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
All right, I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
If fashion is your thing, eBay is it. eBay's where I find all my favorites, from handbags to iconic streetwear, all authenticated. For real. This time, a little Supreme, some Gucci. I even have that vintage Prada on my watch list. That's why eBay's my go-to for all my go-tos. Yeah, eBay. The place for new, pre-loved, vintage, and rare fashion. eBay. Things people love.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
My baby does the hanky panky.
My baby does the hanky panky.
baby does the hanky panky. Walking on down the line. Yeah. You know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Oh, baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her. Yeah. My baby does a hanky panky.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hints, WRJN. For a second here, let's talk about the late John Lennon. It was on this date in 1974. John Lennon made one of his final concert appearances when he joined Elton John on stage at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Here's Elton John now. It's Crocodile Rock on WRJN.
We were hopping by.
and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Clark and My Love on WRJN from 1966. This was Petula Clark's second number one hit in the United States. She was the first British solo act to have two number one singles in the States. Her first was Downtown, which was released the previous year.
Team.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, farming is still a big thing in Racine County, and WRJN has farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and her Midwest Farm Report. It's weekday mornings from 5 to 6, along with reports throughout the day. So keep up to date on all things ag. It's all part of the local news and Timeless Hits we present on WRJN.
sorry, and I was a little bit late. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Coming up in a few minutes here, it's Packers pregame as the Packers take on the Miami Dolphins. But tomorrow and Saturday, we've got Wisconsin Badgers sports for you. Saturday, it's the Badgers men's basketball team back on WRJN as they take on Chicago State. 11 a.m. is the broadcast. Matt LePay has the call of that game, but Matt's going to be busy tomorrow, too. It's a day of Badger football on Black Friday. The UW Badgers pregame is at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Kickoff at 11 as the Badgers play for the Paul Bunyan Axe. You can wrap up the Badgers regular season on Black Friday here on WRJN.
Hey, Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up, went to bed early, and Christmas morning my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card and make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Bringing the house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Friday. The Badgers battle the Gophers for Paul Bunyan's Axe. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Bring something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh baked special order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Criminals have called in hoax threats to the homes of members of the Senate and House from one state.
At least five Connecticut lawmakers were swatted at their homes on Thanksgiving morning after hoax bomb threats were called in to police. There were no injuries, and the state's congressional delegate